Five lines from the top. So we had a machlokes of Elazar and Akiva. What a ben Noach is asa to. Rabbi Elazar said, Aviv is Achais Aviv, his father's sister and his mother's sister. And Akiva said, his father's wife and his mother. So his Gemara is going to bring a raya to. Gemara is going to ask something on Rabbi Akiva and Blazer. Tashma, it says in pasuk, "Vayikach Amram esi Cheved Eidase." Who's Amram? Who's Yecheved? Yecheved was a daughter of Kahas. Levi. Amram is a son of Kahas. That means Amram is a nephew to his wife. Yecheved was his wife. They had Moshe together. So Yecheved was a daughter of Levi, and Amram is a grandchild of Levi. So who's Yecheved? Again, so Yecheved's his aunt. So it says, "Vayikach Amram as Yecheved does." That's what the pasuk says, that Amram took Yecheved's aunt. My love, and this is before Matan Torah, so it's like a ben noyach. And my love, deidosai minoim. It's his aunt from the. That means it's from a mother also. There's a mother. What?
Yes, I'm saying a mother.
There's a mother. Right, there's a mother. It means and from a father and aunt from a mother, which means.
She was the daughter of Levi.
No.
And he was the grandson of Levi.
Okay, so how is she his aunt from Levi's wife? That's what we're talking about the whole time. What? That was the whole time. No. So she's his aunt.
Paternal and maternal. Was Levi also as a grandfather?
Yeah.
But I want to make a difference.
We need Mina'im. So, isn't it Mina'im? And still we see that he married her. So you see, before Matan Torah, so Ben Noach, Mina'im, Lo'it Abelazer, was us. Right? So, matter of fact, Abelazer said, Achais Aviv Imai. Is us. Achais Aviv is us. From your mother. So over here, it's a chais ava from the mother, so it should be us. It's like the Gemara, Loi, they do some in the av. It's like an interesting Gemara, like, okay, maybe this, maybe that. I mean, was this from Levi's, from the same mother or not? Was Kahas?
Was the Levi married? Kahas was the
right, was Levi married twice? So the Gemara says, no, you don't have a raya. Maybe Kahas didn't come from the same.
This is an argument in Yichas and the Torah.
Yeah. If they came from the same mother or not.
How are they not sure? Don't they know the lineage?
Not for the mother's side. They don't know exactly. Levi obviously was married twice.
Yeah.
And they don't know if Kahas and Yecheved came from the same.
Okay. Yeah. Why is the Mar being raised to Tanoim? Never does that. You're usually Machlok is Amoram, you say Toshma. And Machlok is Tanoim.
So you're asking good. I mean, because you can argue on any price, so who cares?
Yeah.
No, but the text over here, it's a pasuk. We're not really bringing.
So you shouldn't say Tashma, you should say Mesa.
Okay, that makes the cash a little lighter, but I'm just saying, he's saying a good point, Rabbi Mazel. You don't bring, when we have Tanayim are prices themselves. You don't bring a price like one at a time. Okay, big deal, so he's arguing that. First of all, here's Stama, but anyways, this is a pasuk. It's a pasuk. So it comes out that the Gemara is telling you now that Kahas and Yecheved were half brothers and sisters because they didn't have the same mother.
Right.
Okay, so look at the Tashma. V'gam Amona Achoisi, the pasuk says by Avram, Navi Melech, V'gam Amona Achoisi Bas Avi, he Achloi Bas Imi. That's the pasuk. So he's telling Avi Melech who she is, who's Sarah. So he says that she's my sister, Bas Avi, the daughter of my father. Achloi Bas Imi, but it's not related from my mother's side. So Mechlal, but it would come out, the Bas Aim Asura. So this is a Raya Tebalaza and Shrine of Akiva. You see that he's telling him that it was just from my father's side, not from my mother's side. Because if it was my mother's side, it would be awesome. But the Mother of Tisbea, a Raya, Bas Achiv, Bas Achiv, Bas Achiv, It wasn't Achayse Ave. Look, Rashi explains. Vitmiya Abbas Achav Ave. Vekivin Dehachi Loishnam Shayale. It wasn't a sister. It was a daughter of a brother. What? A niece. So there's no problem. Mechlal Achayse Ave Bas Achav Ave. It was a daughter of a brother. Vekivin Dehachi. And since it was that Loishnam Menahav, Loishnam Menahim Shayale. It was mutter. It doesn't make a difference. Father or mother. It's Shayale. Allah, Avraham and Sarah. Allah Hassam, who was Sarah's daughter of? Haran. Haran was Avraham's brother. Says the Gemara, Allah Hassam, Allah Hassam, Hachim Karmelech. Kurvada Chais Isli Bada Me Abba Velay Me Ima. You're right. It doesn't mean Legabe Yisurim. It was just saying what type of kiruv he was. But it doesn't mean that that would be the reason. I mean, the Gemara first made a diik that it's mashma. He's saying that's why, since he's only bas ave and not bas imi, so we made a diik. You know what? Bas aim is us.
Rashi says no, this is mashma that he wanted to say that Avram is saying a lie. So this is it's close enough. But he really wanted to give the impression the other way that Taka was the real kurva.
Okay, actually, the Gemara is telling you that.
But as the Gemara is saying.
Right. Okay.
Is that a
problem?
So I can marry the niece?
Yeah, you can marry
the
niece. Sure.
Plus, we know he was lying
in that
statement when he said that.
Yeah, somewhat. Zodim Avayit, Toshma, Mipnei Ma'a Loi Nasa Adam Es Bita. Why didn't Adam marry his daughter? Now, why should he marry his daughter? Right, so that's number one. Here you see Klal that he had a daughter. Mm. He had to have a daughter.
He works out that he has a daughter.
He has to. The puzzle never says it. No.
Never.
Yeah. So why should he marry his daughter? Yeah, that, you know, but a Shvat, but Adam. Obviously, had to continue the generations. Right? So why should he marry his daughter? Like, what type of question? He was married to Chava. So Tosfos explains, and other Rishonim say different, that once Chava sinned, so she was supposed to die. She ate from the Eitz Hadas, she was ready to die. But Adam had to be married to someone with children. So therefore, Sigmar is asking, so that's why Chava stayed alive. Sigmar is asking, why didn't he just marry his daughter and he didn't need Chava?
Why did he need Chava? Didn't
Who says it was Asada?
So this would be a cash question, both through Rabbi Elazar and
Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, there's a cash on both.
Was it also what? For them to be anxious
there? No, who says this? The sons weren't married yet to the sisters?
But they could have. Why? I'm saying why?
Mashas Eitz Hadas? Zakti Gemara, it's not Chama. Neymala Nasa Adam is B.K. How come Adam didn't marry his daughter? In order, if the Gemara, Kadesh Yisa, Kayin is a Chaisa. Because Kayin should be able to marry his sister. And if Adam would marry his daughter, Kai couldn't marry his mother.
What? Only for a kuntra b'kiva then.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Rashi says that.
The first line.
Yeah. Zakti Gemara, halav asira. This is mashma from this Gemara, that if not, it would be asa. That means, really, there should have been a heta. Just if not, it would have been asa. So you see that what? You see today that it's us to marry your daughter. So the mother, no, kivan the ishtri. No, sorry. You see that it's us for a kayin to marry his mother.
His sister.
Right? The only reason why we let him marry his sister, because we see oilam chesed yibana in order to have future generations. But without that, it's us to marry his sister. And for the gemara, no. Once it was mutter, it's mutter. It's kivan the ishtri. You're right. Maybe Lekatchila would have been us. And we gave a heter by Kayin to continue on the generations. Once we gave the heter stays.
Adam's his daughter. Adam's his daughter.
What?
It was a Kayin on Yaakov's daughters.
On whose?
When
did it start? I'm sorry, Light's daughter. Well, they thought the world was destroyed.
Right.
They knew Avram was wrong. Sorry.
Adam to his daughter would not have been Adam Chesed Yibana?
No, because he had already Oh, you mean he didn't have, he had sons? No, yeah, because the sons could have married the daughter.
Why is that better?
Yeah, I'm saying the father, Adam to his daughter would not have, that would have been Mutsu Uncle Lagam, I'm saying that would have been Adam Khazi Bala.
Could be. So that's my right. I'm
why is it right for one over the other? Umaiso, she was the one that Cain married was a sister from the Abandang.
So?
So why is it not just...
What's a sister? Chavi Krisa is a Chavi Mrs. Bezen?
No, but we're going on Kamakiva and Rabbi Lazar.
Right, no, so?
Why is it right to one more than the other?
Again, Rabbi Lazar held... the mayor, which was... A little bit like Abelazah. The Kol Havish Abedin Yisrael Misin La Benach Mazel La, right?
But this whole Gemara we're learning is and, going on whether Rav Kiva or Abelazah.
No, the same thing.
He's asking, why did you not share according to Abelazah? This Gemara is kasher.
Why should we share Abelazah? Abelazah holds like a mayor. That Dafka Chavi Misis Bezin, not Chavi Krisis.
You put up a hit from the Abba and the name.
So? It's a chayse. Chayse is only Chavi Krisis. So the more right, I'm Avonu. Kuti muti bebita. Sailor, Abelazah, Sailor, Bekiva. Avonu holds that a guy is muti to marry his daughter. Vim Taimas, if so, Neymar, Nasa, Adam is bita. Why didn't Adam marry his daughter? Why did he stay married to Chava after the Chait? So the more, Kadesh, Yisa, Kayan, as a Chaisa. Mishamaylam, Chesed, Ibana. Because Kayan should marry his sister. And Adam Chesed Iban. Vikidami, Amir Avuna, Kuti Asa Bebita. A guy is Asa to marry his daughter Teida, so he knows Adam is Bita. And the Gemara says, no, Vulahi. You don't, it's Amucha, Chasa Manitaima, Kadesh Yisa Kayan as Chesed, Mishad Adam Chesed Ibana, because he wanted Kayan to marry his sister in order that there should be future generations.
According to Tosis, he would have had a great accomplishment when he married his daughter. If both of them are wrong, marrying a wife or a daughter, should have married his daughter, Adam Chesed Yavana, and created the world, and also his wife would have gotten killed for the Yitzhadas. She would have died for the Yitzhadas. That was Tosis Holkasha, that being that she was Chayav Misa, he should have...
Well, one second. If he would marry his daughter, then they would have children, okay, no.
That would and accomplish Adam Chesed Yavana.
And how would it continue?
What do you mean? It would be future generations from the children.
But they would be they would be us and each other. He had Cain already. And now what would happen?
Saying, if they're also on each other, then it
stops right there.
No, more than that. But two siblings that marry each other, the children also have to bet them.
Right. So that's
why is it any better? They're both technically, to our standards, they're both...
So you have two Yisroim. You have a mother. You're marrying your mother plus your sister.
The point is, she's only available to marry either Cain or Adam. Even if you're saying that they could have been a later right now.
Why are you picking one over the other?
There's only one daughter.
So why are you picking Adam as opposed to a brother?
I was jealous. Right. So he could have gave Adam one of the twins. Everybody would have been happy.
That would have been his aunt.
When did it switch over that you could marry, when you couldn't marry sister? When did it switch?
No, we never switched.
They never switched? Okay.
We were never able to. It was only in this case you were able to.
Right, so I'm saying, but this one case, this is it, this is the only time.
Then
it never happened after Cain married his sister, then that never happened.
No, the Gemara says then, given the ishtri, like that mandama. Once it was mutter forever.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So the first
mandama is machalikus.
But at some point,
it never switched. No, like that mandama, it never switched.
Until Mother Dor.
Even after the guy is allowed to stay married to his married sister.
Okay.
It's not legal in the States.
Okay.
It's not?
No. Cousins are the only...
That's the problem.
That's the extent. The extension is cousins.
It's first cousin is up to the first... After the first cousin or something?
First cousins is...
In the United States, depends on which state.
Okay.
So cousins are...
What's that? Aunt and uncle, they let?
I don't know about that. Cousins is some states yes, some states no. First cousins.
Soon they'll be marrying their dogs.
I'm Rav Chisda. Eved Mutter Be'imai. Eved Knani of Yisrael.
So it's Mutter, I didn't know. It's okay.
Is Mutter Be'imai, is Mutter to marry his mother. Because we're talking about, again, a guy. Eved Knani was a guy. And now, what happens when he Yid buys him, he becomes automatic chiv and mitzvahs like who? Like Isha. So he's mutter to marry now his mother.
He's a half a ger.
He's a half a ger.
Wait, so he can marry A ger can marry, he can marry.
It's Evet Krani.
A goy can marry, the daughter, his sister, and his mother?
We didn't get to his sister yet.
No,
this is the guy.
He's no guy.
But his mother, the Goyish mother. Right?
Yeah. I'm backing up for a quick second. Right. So, yeah.
He's not really.
Could
guy,
Adam have married his daughter?
Could he?
She's not
a real. Yes. So that's
mother. It depends on which Akadam.
Adam Chassidibam.
Okay, so it could have happened either way.
He can't marry a guy.
Okay, so Evet Mutter B'Imai, Evet Kanani's mutter to marry his mother. Because Gesh got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got
Gesh's
got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's
got
Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got
Gesh's
got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Gesh's got Is there any reason why not?
We said yesterday, Gerd.
This person say, I'm sorry, I'll do anything in the world. He says,
is she pretty?
Yeah. Bebita. Awesome mutter on his daughter. Yatza mechlal kuti, ulecha yitzra aloi ba. He left a kuti, which means he's not anymore a din of Ben Noach, and he doesn't have any din of Yisrael to ask al tzgzeira. Okay? So therefore, this Evet Kanani has both of the best worlds, or the whatever. He's mutter, that means a guy is asa to his mother, to his daughter, but Evet Kanani, he's not a yid, not a guy. He's din like Isha, right? Din like Isha. So Mela, it's mutter to his mother and to his daughter. Ki asa Avdimi, Amar Balazam Chanina, Ben Nayach, Sheyichid Shivcha La'avdai, a Ben Noach that was the Meyachid a Shivcha for his Eved, Ubal Lel.
Ben Noach had Eved.
Eved. And
then
he was Meyachid a Shivcha, a girl for his Eved, Ubal Lel. And then the master was Mezana with this girl, Nergala. Okay? We saw this in Rashi and Zion of Ralph. What? It doesn't say so much. It says
she never
yeah. Again, so a guy. Oh, gzela, because he's stealing. A guy that.
There's no kedushin. There's no.
But a ben noach that was. We'll see in a minute what's going on. But a ben noach again, a guy that owns a servant, and he told the servant marry this woman. They are meyachad with each other. They got close to each other. Then the master goes ahead and figured this woman, he would like her. And he was mezana with her. The guy, he gets killed for that.
Is that Evet Kanani?
Obviously,
it's Evet Kanani.
Evet Kanani.
The guy.
No, we're talking about a guy older than Evet. It's not right. Evet Kanani.
He's not a Jewish Evet. He's not. He's a regular. A Mexican has a Mexican working for him. And then he went and got a Mexican woman to...
And talking about the master's meyachid.
Yeah.
Because if they just got close together, it wouldn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Who's the
master.
The master, okay, that makes sense.
Because he went ahead and took this woman from this slave that he gave it to. The Mama Amos, when's it considered that they're related, that the Ben Noach, that the Shivcha and the Eved are together? Well, from when? There's no Kedushin by a guy. When people in the street say that this is like
this is his girl.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So when could they become mutter? So now, okay, how long are they considered that they're married to each other? Now the master wants to marry this lady. How long do we consider it that the Eved and the Shivcha are married, so when do we consider divorce? No gittin. It used to be, believe it or not, that even the Goyish woman would sneeze in the street. They covered the hair. And so when this lady stopped covering her hair, then we know that she separated from her Eved, from this slave, And now the master can marry this woman.
Okay, if the master sells his slave.
Is Nia stopped in the world? I
mean, no, this Nia stops. She uncovers her hair, then you know.
Then it's public knowledge that she's no longer married.
So if the master sold his eved, so that they're not together anymore, do you need Karl Rosh?
Why is this any different than any guy that's mazana with another woman that's married? What's the status of marriage by a guy?
Here's the bezunda zach of gzela. Oh, you mean
what happens when a regular case when somebody when goyim are married, there's no kedushin? What happens then? Forget about imoy. Without imoy, no imoy. I'm not talking in a general case. The husband.
Here you would think that you own.
And maybe that's better or worse.
Maybe that shouldn't be us. It's maybe telling you, it's also considered gzela.
But Eish Zish is always chayav al tzgzeila.
Al tzgzeila, by a guy will be al tzgzeila.
Not alright. Don't they say it?
That was we had Rashi. First Rashi was tzgzeila. That was it. Amar b'lazam ben noyach shabal ishtei shalei kedaka. It's a marvelous thing. A guy that's mezana his wife shalei kedaka chayav. Shenema v'davak v'shalei shalei kedaka yid. Is okay, is mutter, but a guy is chayev. Why? Because so we said v'davak v'lo shalei kedaka. What does it mean v'davak? So we said yesterday. Rashi said, and Rashi says it today also, because she's not nana. It's only when you do something shalei kedaka, it's only the doer is being nana, but the who? The isha, not the isha. Or we said by mishkav zacha also. It's only the person that's doing the mice is. Being nana, not the other person. So therefore, she is, he gets his chayiv misa. Can you imagine what's going on? Okay, Amar Rava, mi yikah midi di yisrael ha-mechayiv, akuti mechayiv? Could that be? Rava said it can't be, and he asked, a yid is allowed to go do bi'a shalei kedaka.
Not supposed to. Only because it doesn't say the davak by a yid.
He's allowed to?
You don't get misa.
Oh.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. No, you're not supposed to.
Why does it say it's permitted?
No. What?
In a chayv misa, like a guy.
There's a lot of things you aren't supposed to do. You don't get misa. V'kuti, mechayv, and a guy should be worse than a yid. Elam rava ben noyach shabal, eishes chaveira, shalei kedaka pata. Faket, a guy that goes onto his friend, his wife's a friend of his wife, Eish Chaveira, Shalei Kedaka is Pater. My timer. Be'ishtei v'loi be'eishes Chaveira, your wife and not your friend's wife. V'davak v'loi Shalei Kedaka. Shalei Kedaka is okay for a guy. Okay, I mean, it doesn't get misa. If a guy is mezana with his friend's wife, Shalei Kedaka, he doesn't get misa.
So it's all his own wife.
So they didn't come in, absolutely.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
That was not to be chad misa. That was stam that they could announce themselves as psul.
Yeah. He's just saying stam. I'm Abchanina Oved Kachavim Shikas Yisrael Chayv Misa. A guy smacks a yid. He just smacked him. Chayv Misa. How do you know that? From the story of Moshe.
Because we have no right to go by his own wife.
Right. He could do it.
So what would the halach be?
Let your avi could do it. Machlekes. But Lazar says he can't. Yeah. Well, you'll never know. That's what I'm saying. A guy that hits Yisrael, a Jew, is chayiv misa. Why? What's the raya? From Moshe Rabbeinu, Shnei Aviv and Kai v'Kai, v'yakein ish, v'yachas a mitzvah. He killed the mitzvah. Why did he kill the mitzvah for? Why did the mitzvah deserve being punished to get killed? Right? The answer is because he smacked the yid. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt, if you smack a guy that smacks a yid, is mechayiv misa.
So the whole tribe is mechayiv misa.
And the chanamim, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to kill them.
That's
the Makkos. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu saw this and killed the guy. V'amem chenina. Ha-saita la-yish ha-yisrael. Ki la-saita la-yish ha-shchina. If you smack a yid on his mouth, it's like you smacked the mouth of the shchina. Sh'na ma'ikish adam yalai kaidish. It's kaidish. That means, what's the pshat? Because the yid's mouth talks kedusha. So it's like, it lied if it talks for cat, it's not yet.
Magbi.
Doesn't make no difference. Zok to my right. Magbiya avda Shabbos simen. Amar shlokish. Hamagbiya yodei al-chaver. It's a famous chazal. You pick up your hand to smack your friend. Afa bishala yikol. Even though you didn't end up smacking him. Nikur Yasha. Every chedin will know this. Shanama v'yemel Yasha. Lama sakir yecha. So we dash in lama yikisala yinam. It doesn't say why you smacked. Lama sakir. Why are you going to smack? Afa bishala yikol. Nikur Yasha. So you pick up your hand to smack your friend. You're already considered a rush, even though you never smacked him. You held yourself back. But once you picked up your hand already, that's considered a rush. Amar Ziri, Amar Chanina, Nikka Chayte. You not only call the rush, you call the Chayte Shenema Vim Leila Kachti Bechazaka. And then it says, by Bechsiva Hi Chatas Hana Arim Gedal Amayid. What's that? That's talking about by Eli, that they would force, they were Kayanim, and they would force them to give the Basa of the Zvachim to them. They wanted the, they were kainim, they wanted the kabanas. And still, and they didn't do anything, but since they came at force, there was a chet. So we see why, because they could have smacked, they were magazin to mark. So you see that you call the chet.
It's not a machloek, it's the Rosh Anachet.
Yeah. Havun Amit, he cuts his yadai, he cut his hand. Shnem v'zrayah yama tishave. So just by picking up your hand, you have to cut the person's hand. Havuna cuts yada. Havuna once did that. He cut someone's hand. Someone raised his hand to hit someone else, and he cut his hand off. So Rashi brings down, we learned in Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara that says that sometimes Chacham make a siyag, even though it's not the real halacha. You don't just
cut someone. Right,
that's not the halacha. I was just going to say. Yeah. It's a Gemara. We learned earlier that sometimes Chacham go ahead and...
Right. We did say that. I mean, extraordinary sort of...
Right. This guy has to get killed. Since he raised his hand, he has to get killed. And what's so bad about raising your hand? Not only that, the guy held himself back. He raised his hand and he didn't even smack the guy.
He did tshuva real quick.
Yeah.
Why are we using tshuva?
To bury him. It means this hand is unloose.
Karka
was given. There's so many fights when you want to buy a property. You have to be a very tough person. Now, it doesn't mean today's properties. I mean, it probably does mean also, but it means that, you know, Rashi explains, animals would come and try to eat the ground, and Ganavim would come and try to claim that it's theirs. Probably today also. Yeah. From experience, okay? So therefore, you have to be a very tough person. Don't go into real estate if you're not tough. What does the words mean? If you make yourself a slave to the ground, then you'll have what to eat. You always have to work on it and actually explains all the avodas that are needed, Harisha, Hashka, Nichush, Ida. You have to work a lot on the ground. Look at my avod. Vamashlakish. Ovid kechavim sheshavas chayiv misna. It's a famous Gemara. A guy that says, you know what, he wants to rest on Shabbos. He's chayiv misa. Shenema v'yoyim v'layda lo yishbaisu. Okay, so only Klal Yisrael is allowed to rest. The guy is now at rest.
We're talking only on Shabbos, not another day.
We'll see in a minute. Azar is what kills them. Just Azar itself where they get killed. Omer Avina, Afila Sheini b'Shabbos. Even if they decide Monday, they're resting.
Day
and night, that's 12 hours. So they get...
Not necessarily Shabbos.
No, Afila Sheini b'Shabbos.
What?
Even Zagmar, Afila Sheini b'Shabbos. Even Monday, even Sunday, they rest. What? They don't do any malacha, or they don't go to work.
It's called seventh day.
No, but they do.
But they'll open the lights.
They do certain things.
I don't know exactly what they do.
But it's impossible to tell a guy.
Even without Kabbalah, right? They don't have to. They don't need.
Even without Kabbalah. So come, the Gemara is saying that even without Kabbalah, if a guy goes ahead, and Chaim Misa, we'll see tomorrow more. Let it be from the Zion, it's going to know.